Japan's first lady tells of home life. He lacks dress sense, can't cook to save his life, and badly flunked delivering his first policy speech. Meet Japan's new prime minister, Naoto Kan, as seen by his wife. These and other domestic insights are revealed in a new book by the woman Kan has called his opposition in the home, entitled, What on Earth Will Change in Japan After You Become Prime Minister? Japan's unconventional first lady, Nobuko, pulls few punches in the book about her husband of four decades, who took over in early June as prime minister of the world's number two economy. I wonder, is it okay that this man is prime minister? Because I know him well, the 64-year-old muses in the book released this week, but written before Kan's party's recent upper house election drubbing. Many people in the current political world are lightweights. Things may turn out like this if you choose from among them. Happy to break with the stereotype of the demure wife, sharp-tongued Nobuko relishes the role of Kan's toughest critic and famously spars with him over everything from household chores to tax reform. She said that her image of a Japanese prime minister was closer to that of an elder statesman like Yasuhiro Nakasone, now 92, who served as a contemporary of then-U.S. President Ronald Reagan for 5 years in the 1980s. Kan likes to be in the field. I believe he is best suited to giving directions on the spot in support of somebody else, she said of her husband, a former civil rights activist and most recently Japan's deputy premier. Kan is a good speaker in the street, she said, but worse at reading prepared scripts. Even as a family member, I could not give him even a passing grade for his delivery of a policy speech, or for the question and answer sessions after he became prime minister. She also revealed, Kan has no interest in fashion at all, and cannot cook even simple meals because of the bad education by me and his mother. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been Nellie May.